Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 2900. Okay, I guess we can officially begin the countdown to 3000 right now. But first, we're going to have the second half of my conversation with Nick Martorelli, the executive producer of Penguin Random House Audio of Star Wars audiobooks and audio dramas. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the second half of my conversation with Nick Martorelli, and we're talking about the Essential Legends Collection, which, you know, as you know, I think I talk about on the podcast in general, like in addition to, you know, in this conversation with him, you know, it's not so much that, you know, the Essential Legends Collection is stuff that we really talk about here on the podcast very much, because we really are more about the current canon storytelling. And yes, you know, we might talk about things that were in Legends that make it into the canon and that sort of thing. But the reason why we're particularly talking about the Essential Legends Collection on the podcast here is because Patty Jenkins has said that she is looking at the Rogue Squadron novels as inspiration for her movie. And so the fact that the Essential Legends Collection is making a point of adapting all of the Rogue Squadron novels, or at least the first few so far, into its collection, and that they've been doing unabridged audio versions of the Rogue Squadron novels and including that with this whole initiative, well, that's really the reason why we are checking these things out. So that informs the questions that I developed for Nick as part of this conversation around the Essential Legends Collection, but it obviously goes beyond just the Rogue Squadron adaptations, as you learned in yesterday's episode and as you will continue to learn in today's episode. So without further ado, here is the second half of my most recent conversation with Nick Martorelli, an executive producer at Penguin Random House Audio and the guy working on all of these wonderful Star Wars audiobooks and audio dramas.
And, you know, you mentioned Alphabet Squadron 2, and I remember that one was also rather unusual because the recording happened and the releases happened during the pandemic, and you had actually three different narrators for the three different books. It was, I believe, Suske Marleveld for Alphabet Squadron and Carol Manda for Shadowfall, and then January Lavoie for Victory's Price.
Yes, yeah, the pandemic, as we were recording through the pandemic, we had this opportunity to sort of like, opportunity and also requirement to sort of shift as, as we went along. So every series is its own unique challenge and its own unique bit of fun.
So swinging back though to the Rogue Squadron novel, since we've brought those up, you know, it's so wonderful to have Mark Thompson doing this. You know, was there any particular thing aside from just the obvious of him being an amazing narrator to begin with, like anything particularly special that he brings to the table that made him just the perfect choice for the Rogue Squadron books?
I mean, aside from everything you've already said about him just being terrific, he actually recorded one of the X-Wing books when it first came out.
Really?
Recording of it. Yeah, he did, I think, a book, not going to remember off the top of my head, but he had done a Rogue Squadron book.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the opportunity came to start the series over again, so to speak, his was the first voice we thought of, because it was like, well, he's already done book 10, so we might as well get him to do book 1.
Right.
And start it off. He's also great. You know, he is really good at these large casts of characters and these large casts of action sequences, and having him as like our anchor for this Rogue Squadron stuff, which, you know, the books are beloved and Mark is loved. So it's like, it's a perfect kind of marriage here. This is the kind of work he really excels at. So it was great. Great to have him aboard.
And then is he part of that process that you sort of alluded to in that knowing there are multiple Rogue Squadron books, so you can kind of think ahead a little bit in terms of the characterizations and so forth, and how, you know, clearly you flag certain, you know, people, certain events, how you make sure they're sort of highlighted in their particular fashion. Like, does he become part of that and it become a collaborative kind of situation?
I couldn't speak specifically to his preparation, but knowing he is a fan, it wouldn't surprise me if that sort of thing is like, oh, well, we know the characters that are going to be developed. We know where they're going to go. Let's think about that as part of their characterizations. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we bring these characters to life now that we get to play their whole arcs? You know, we don't have to. Yeah, like I said, we don't have to sort of like adjust them as we go. We get to pitch them out the whole time through.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, thinking about that and then thinking ahead, and also, you know, with what you were saying about, you know, having the luxury of knowing that you're looking at multiple books at once and you actually have them to draw from. I know this is one of those rare situations where we can actually talk about what's coming next, because not only has the Kratos trap been announced and Mark Thompson has been announced for that, but the Bacta trap has also been announced. So we know that you're already going ahead to those four, or to the third and fourth ones.
Yes. Yeah. The Kratos trap comes out in August, and then the Bacta War comes out in November. And there'll be a brand new unabridged audiobook for the Back to War as well.
That's fantastic. And so are you in preparation for both of those right now, or are you just focused on the Kratos trap and, you know, you'll get to the Back to War when the schedule permits?
So yes, Kratos trap we're wrapping up just now, and
Back
to War is Mark is reading The Princess and the Scoundrel. He's one of the narrators on that.
Oh, so
once he records that, we will switch over to the Back to War.
Got it. And that's something. Oh, shucks. They announced that at Celebration, and I cannot recall who's primarily reading Leia, unfortunately.
It's Saskia Marlevan.
Yeah, Saskia. Okay, great. How wonderful. And then are you able to say, I don't know if it was announced, I think it was just the two of them that were announced, but is one or both of them also reading for, you know, other parts and other characters as well, or are you allowed to talk about that at all?
Oh, sorry. No, the two of them are reading the entire book.
Ah, okay.
They're the only narrators on it. Yeah, the two of them are narrating it in the style of a traditional audiobook.
Got it.
It's going to be split up between the two of them.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. And something else that was just recently announced, which I think is spectacular too, is that the Darth Maul Shadowhunter book is going to also get an unabridged version. So this will be, I think, the first time that a wave of your Essential Legends collections is having two unabridged audios released at the same time. And you're getting Sam Witwer to read it.
We are. Sam is reading our Darth Maul book. Yes. He was another, like, as soon as I heard we were going to do the book, I was like, well, there's only one choice for this. he had read as part of, from a certain point of view, The Empire Strikes Back. He was on the stories of the Clone Wars that we did, Stories of Light and Dark.
Yes.
It's so fun to work with him. It's so great to have him into our audiobook group. And just listening to him bring Darth Maul to life in an audiobook is great.
How wonderful. So what would you say, you know, if there's anything in particular that you're most excited about in terms of these Essential Legends collection books, you know, just, and what's to come, you know, things that you may know about that we don't even know about necessarily just yet. So it doesn't have to be in spoiler territory, but like, what's the most exciting thing for you about it?
Oh man. Like I listened to Wedge's Gamble recently, and it was a sort of thing where I was like, I remember reading this book, and as a young Star Wars fan, I remember this, and I was like, I don't remember much about this. And then as it's coming back, I'm like, right, I remember every plot beat in this book. So exactly what I remember. And now I am part of the team that is helping bring it back to life. And like, it was very exciting to sort of like think about these books that I had loved, and now my name is on them as a producer, and I'm getting to work with the team to bring them back. I know we have more Legends books coming, and I've started arguing for my favorites. You know, like, oh, I remember this one. It's got to be on the list, right? As we go through, because now it's that bit about like you know, every so often you go through that cycle and a fan then becomes part of the team that's responsible for it. And I'm just like, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. This is the same joy I have bringing all these audio originals to life, you know, and it's that sort of thing where it's like, I'm going to get to shepherd the Battle of Jeddah through. And it's an unbelievable honor.
That is so awesome. I love that. Are you able to tell us when the Battle of Jeddah starts recording?
No, not yet. I know it comes out in January. That's all I can say.
Fair enough. I won't push you any further. But you did say something too that I also think is fascinating. I mean, everything's been fascinating so far, but like the fact that you were just listening to Wedge's Gamble, that came out a few months ago. And so, you know, I've been listening to conversations recently with, you know, with actors and questions of whether they watch their own material, like do they watch the movies that they've acted in. And, you know, I think it's fascinating. You just, you know, went through the whole production process on Wedge's Gamble and, you know, making sure that it got into all of our, you know, digital audio players and whatnot. But do you frequently go back and listen to productions that you've worked on previously?
I love listening to Star Wars ones. Like, and it is that sort of thing where the director, Kevin Thompson, our director, is the one who is with the actors for the process. And then he and Paul Goodrich at Merlin Studios are mixing it and putting it all together. So very often it's a sort of experience where I have had a lot of conversations with these guys about what it's going to be, but I don't actually get to listen to it. Pieces of it. I'm listening to excerpts of it. I'm listening to, like, you know, oh yeah, no, can you bring the noise of the battle down a little bit so we can hear Mark better? Like, I'm listening to it in with that part of my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they come out, I love downloading them and being like, now I'm just a listener. Now I'm just a fan. And I'm just going to listen to, you know, from a certain point of view is a great one, because it's like, all right, we had, you know, Excel grids constantly, charts. All right, who's going to read what? How are we going to divvy it up? How many hours is it? Okay, there's a lot of moving pieces. All right, cool. It's done. Now I'm a fan. Now I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to listen. And I love listening to books I've already read too, because it's like there's always something that strikes me in a different way or something I hadn't quite thought of when I was reading it. And now having someone read it to me, I'm like, oh yeah, that I didn't quite make that connection or such things. It's a really wonderful way to re-experience these books after it goes through that process, that pipeline.
Well, once again, talking to you, I'm just so reassured at what wonderful, capable hands we are in as audiobook listeners for this galaxy far, far away. It's just, it's so wonderful to talk with you and hear your insight and your passion about the process and about bringing these stories to listeners. It's just, it's so great to talk to you about this stuff. Where can people keep up with you and Penguin Random House Audio to, you know, be up to date on all the latest that's going on with you and the Star Wars stories you're producing?
Our website is www.penguinrandomhouseaudio.com. All of our books are there. You can listen to samples. You can also find specific, like, Star Wars pages. Like, we have a timeline of the titles up there. That's a great place. You can also find us on Twitter. I believe we are PRH Audio on Twitter and all the socials. And I am on Twitter at Nick Martorelli.
Excellent. And I will link all of those in the show notes for this episode as well. Nick Martorelli, executive producer for Penguin Random House Audio and all these wonderful stories in the new canon and legends from the galaxy far, far away. Thank you so much, as always, for your time.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Alan. Thanks for having me.
And there you go. That's going to do it for my most recent conversation with Nick Martorelli. Well, maybe Yes, I guess it is definitely my most recent conversation, but there's going to be another thing coming from him soon because he was one of the folks that I got to interview at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, and so you might be hearing something from him again in the not-too-distant future. But for now, that is going to do it for that conversation and for this episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.